So my question is, because my neighborhood is one of those ones that every 3 months kids go through and try getting into the vehicles, and how well do the cameras, the front door cameras, work, or garage cameras when apprehending?
All of it works well. And nowadays you can get some really good quality cameras relatively inexpensively. Mm-hmm. And that's key. It's so important. If you can get the event on camera, chances are we're going to catch them.
Oh, good. Okay.
So I encourage you all, if they come through your neighborhood, even if you wake up in the morning and your neighbor says, well, my car was broken into. Well, you look at your car. Oh, mine's fine. Look at your cameras.
Yep.
I assure you they went.
My neighbors are really good about that. They put the footage and then submit it. I just wanted to make sure that was working.
Absolutely. That works. Absolutely.
Good.
And listen, suspicious people should be reported. Don't feel that the political correctness has led you to the point where I don't want to dial 911 because I don't want anyone to think that I'm a racist. Well, you know the people who live in your community.
Mm-hmm.
Black, white, blue, brown, whatever.
Yep.
If you don't recognize them, hey, dial 911. And you can dial 911 in a non-emergency, and we encourage it in Lafayette.
Oh, okay.
Because it's how we keep track of everything. It does not hurt. There may not be an officer available right then, but they will come. Maybe 30 minutes later, doesn't hurt to do a drive-through. If there is someone walking the street that doesn't have any business there, that it could be someone who's a transient who's maybe looking for some help.
Mm-hmm.
We can lead them in the right direction. It could be someone, you know, the kid who's looking, trying to meet the girl who lives a couple times. It could be as innocent as all of that. Our officers catch everything on video. They're not going to do anything wrong. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We want to help people that need help, and we want to identify people who are causing problems. And it really does help when you dial 911 and let us know. And certainly always report when you feel like your car has been broken into, even if nothing was taken. You'd be surprised how many people don't call. You know, another thing is that we've had an issue with is they're stealing rims for certain Chevrolet trucks.
Four wheels.
Yeah, like, four wheels.
Chevrolet trucks. They're up on bricks that they took from your pavers from the front lawn. Jack them up and take them.
These guys are hitting homes across the entire Gulf South, including Lafayette. They're experts. They are hard to catch. And do you know they were at a home in Lafayette recently? The neighbor witnessed what was going on. Called her neighbor, who owned the truck, who didn't answer, and then went back to sleep.
She didn't call the police?
No, did not call us. When she saw the officers there the next day, she realized, oh, I guess I should have called 911.
Oh, my goodness.
That was our golden opportunity. And so, it hurts you when you hear that.
Yeah, so avoidable.
Please, yes. Well, she had no reason to think that couldn't have been one of his friends, but... Yep.
That is unusual activity, though.
Yeah, at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Exactly. I can see maybe at 4 in the afternoon.
Yeah,
in daylight, maybe not. But
so please let us know.
We're not penalized for calling.
No, you're not. No.
Because I think we're all ingrained, like, don't call them unless
that's how it began. But, you know, our systems have gotten so much better now. We can handle it. And in Lafayette, we encourage it because that is one of the best ways for us to track what calls are coming in and where. It's how we identify where mm-hmm. trends are taking place. If we don't get the calls, we don't know the trends are taking place in mm-hmm. crime. And it's very key.
Well, and that's some of my neighbors who their cars are broken into, but nothing's taken. They reported on Nextdoor, but they refused to call the officer. It's like, well, no, you need the officer there. They're going to dust for fingerprints.
Yes.
They're going to look. They're going to go through and at least gather all that information.
Listen,
that way they know what's happening.
Occasionally, they leave their tools behind. They leave their wallets behind.
Oh, no.
It's always worth a look.
Yep.
It's always worth a look. We're not going to catch them all the time, but we do catch them from time to time, and it's very important. And also, believe it or not, our officers do catch them in the act, you know. Man, that's always a lot of fun when we can get in the act. So that's what really gets mm-hmm. things cranked up, gets the officers inspired, you know, and lets the community know we are. And it's always, you know, it gets them talking at the office, and it gets the younger officers motivated to mm-hmm. kind of sneak around, lights off at certain times of night, and see if we can catch these guys breaking into cars. So absolutely, we just need the information. People need to let us know. If there's a stranger walking in the neighborhood, it does not hurt to call. If something is out of the ordinary, maybe it looks like your car was ransacked, please give us a call. Mm-hmm. And if you can afford it, get cameras on your house.
Where should you put them?
Well, it just depends on the house, but you want to have something where you park your cars for sure.
Okay.
You want to have something that catches the street if you can.
To get their plate
as they're going to and from, you know. And you need the lighting that kind of goes along with it.
Yep.
And so those are all key places.
That's like a Walmart, Costco type of purchase.
Well, I have cameras all through my house to keep an eye on my dogs, and those were $50. Yeah. And I'll put those outside sometime just to keep an eye on outside.
Well, he's got a drone, too, that he captures his cat on the roof. I have cameras everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. A good friend of mine just installed a great system that he got at Sam's Club.
Yeah.
And you know, it's got remote capability. He can be anywhere in the world and see what's going on at his house. And he already, the guy, so he gets home at 11 o'clock at night, and he's got a, he calls it a lazy door on his truck. It's sometimes the door, it just comes open that section, you know?
Gotcha.
And so at 11:15, the alarm on his truck goes off, and he thinks, well, what's going on? He goes and looks and doesn't see anything. And then he thinks, you know what? I'm going to go look at my camera. Well, sure enough, a guy is hitting the neighborhood. He's going door to door. When he pulled the door on his truck, it set off the alarm, but it didn't open. So he just simply went next door. He called the sheriff's office. He described the guy. He's got a backpack on his back. This is what he's wearing, and he's headed this direction. The sheriff's office caught him a block away.
That's
he had
great.
Already gone into eight other cars.
Wow.
And he had the sheriff deputy had the video to bring to court.
Yeah, so they're prepared.
Prepared.
Yeah.
That's golden stuff, guys.
That's golden.
Nice.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how we make a difference.
Good deal.
I was robbed, and it was a comedy of errors in our office. Actually, meeting with the city of Lafayette Klein, we went down to Piccadilly, and we had locked our office door, but someone came in after us and didn't think to lock it, and I left my purse in the front in an office. I thought the door's locked.
Yeah.
Walking down, just a couple of doors down, and we came back, and my purse was missing. I guess instead of a car, people were just walking in,
right,
seeing, you know, at lunchtime. And I'll never forget that feeling of this was totally avoidable.
Yeah, yeah.
Totally avoidable.
Don't you hate it when you do something like that?
Well, I had my paycheck in it, and everything came out okay, but we had to change the
locks on the
house.
And somebody looked at you and said, you know, she's a rich lady. There's no doubt she's got lots of money in that
TJ Maxx clothes. I have a question, too, about the reports of incidents in neighborhoods. Can't you look online? Isn't there or do you have to go through the police department to find out about activity in certain areas?
We do. We track it all, and
is
we can get it to you. But what we're getting on, what you would get online right now, our we're updating our website now. And that process, I started on that from day one. And we're not there yet.
So you really have to make an official request.
Unfortunately, for now, with Lafayette PD, it would be better if you just called your precinct captain, and he can gather all the stats you want up
to
date.
Like, I live at this address.
Yep.
And because we had a friend, a client, that said, I've seen a lot of activity across the street, and there's been a police car almost every day. I'm curious what the neighbor's up to. And my husband said, I think just call the police.
Call your precinct captain. Uh-huh. And that's the easiest way, but soon
it's public record, right?
Absolutely. Soon we'll be sharing that online.
Okay.
I hope to get that updated soon.
Yeah.
We have a system now. It's not very good, and half the time it doesn't work.
But
we're working on it.
At least
we're working
on
fixing
data.
It. Yeah.
You know, I prefer the phone call anyway. So.
Yeah.